You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So despite the seriousness of a sin, Christianity teaches that redemption and forgiveness are possible through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Through his death and resurrection, Christians believe that Jesus atoned for the sins of humanity and offers the possibility of salvation to all who repent and believe in him. And as we wrap up this conversation about sin, we're going to be understanding today, Uguti, are you forgiven all the days you steal sugar, even though you know you're not supposed to eat sugar? You're not supposed to steal sugar. We are joined on the line by Pastor Musa Gwiza. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I am good. Mfundisi, sugar. Ne? Anyway, please, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you very much. Let us pray. Our dear God, it's the preparation day. We pray that in this subject topic, you prepare our hearts as well and prepare our characters to mimic yours, so that in your soon coming we may be found ready. It is in your name that we humbly pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've spoken, you know, defined sin. We looked at the consequences yesterday, and today we want to look at redemption and forgiveness. So how does the concept of redemption offer hope to individuals who have experienced the consequences of their own sinfulness?
Our hope rests upon the man, capital letter M, who hung from the cross.
Okay.
And his death alone opens up the possibility of a better, a fuller life that will never end. And thus the Calvary declares that in Christ we have a substitute who was given to liberate us from the sin. So in our sinfulness, we are hopeless and we are destined to die. But praise be to God, because God has initiated in his divine counsel of peace, in his divine will, that he should redeem us. And so love was drawn in heaven and grace fulfilled it on the cross. And so creature and creator that was separated by sin, according to Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. There is a possibility in John chapter 3, verse 16. That creature and creator can be united again. And that is through Jesus Christ, the bridge between the creature and the creator.
Yeah, Nem. So looking at forgiveness, I always find the discussion about forgiveness quite interesting. But in what ways now does forgiveness provide a means for breaking free from sin, from the burden of guilt and shame associated with sin? Because we sin, Mfundisi, and then, you know, that guilt comes through. But if we know that we are forgiven, we are going to be forgiven, you know, it becomes better. And also, that is it this forgiveness? Is it a getaway card that continues sin in Muslim? You're going to get forgiven 70 times 27.
Yeah. Like we said, that the antidote for guilt is forgiveness. That's according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Any guilty, the antidote for it is forgiveness. Whether of stealing sugar, if you are not forgiven, you ever live the life of guilty. And the guilt will torment you. It could be the life of of murdering. You know, even the thief on the cross, though he died on that Friday, but he died guilt free. Why? Because he had been forgiven. Talk of the woman who had been caught in the very act of committing adultery in John chapter 8. She left guilt free. Why? Because she had been forgiven.
Yeah.
So forgiveness is the antidote for guilt. And this results in a clear conscience and a peace of mind. And this forgiveness, God is eager to grant repentant sinners. To the sin burdened, to the guilt-ridden race, Christ graciously calls the calling of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, that come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What does this verse suggest? It suggests that when you have not been forgiven, you are restless, you are heavy laden, and you are laboring. That's the kind of the life that you are living. So when you have been forgiven, you have been given rest, and the heavy load has been removed off you.
Yeah. 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 So there are different teachings, Mpundiswami, when it comes to forgiveness and redemption, right? But how the mm-hmm. common teachings that we know, even the ones that you as a pastor do when you're teaching about, you know, redemption and forgiveness, you know, intersect with the doctrinal origin of sin, you know, offering a pathway to reconciliation with God despite mm-hmm. Humanity's fallen nature, because that is our nature. So how do we now teach those three things together?
We can only make it more understandable, maybe by the use of, I think, even analogies, even allegories. Mm. For example, when you speak of redemption, redemption can be viewed first and foremost using the market language,
mm-hmm.
Whereby during the slave trade, suppose a slave has been sold to somebody who comes from far away, and mm-hmm. that slave is supposed to be taken to that faraway country that is unknown to him or her. And then somebody now steps in to redeem that mm-hmm. slave who was supposed to be sold. And he offers to pay the money to purchase back that person. You know, that is another aspect of explaining the idea of redemption. That you have been bought. You did not even deserve it. You did not merit it.
Mm.
You were destined to die. You were destined to be sold to a faraway country. That faraway country to be your destiny, mm-hmm. though it was unknown. But somebody from somewhere just stepped in and bought you back and reclaimed you back. And that is redemption. That is the idea of redemption.
Mm.
We, having committed sins or having sinned out of omission, we were destined to die.
Yes, Dena.
But Jesus stepped in and offered his hand to be the brakes so that instead of flowing down to die, by holding on to the hand of Jesus, we are now brought back. We have been redeemed. We have been given back our dignity. We no longer die, but life has been granted to us.
Mm-hmm.
Not only life, but we have been restored to our desired and designed relationship with our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ray of hope there.
Mm-hmm.
How great was the depravity of humanity?
Mm-hmm.
But at the cross, because at the cross, humans murdered their Creator, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ultimate parasite. But God has not left mankind without hope. I remember David contemplating humanity's position in creation. At first impressed with the vastness of the universe, he thought man is insignificant. Then he became aware of humanity's true position.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of man's present relation with God, David says in Psalm chapter 8, verse 5, you have made him a little lower than the angels.
Yes.
And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So in spite of the fall, there remains a sense of human dignity. Although mad, the divine likeness was not completely obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Though fallen, corrupt, sinful, man is still God's representative on earth.
Yeah.
His nature is less than divine, yes. Yet man holds a dignified position as God's caretaker of earthly creation. So when David realizes in Psalms 8 verse 9, he responds with the praise and thanksgiving that,
yeah,
oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. All this comes out of a man who has been forgiven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. So, Mpundisi, we know that Jesus came, he lived, he died, and he resurrected, and he's coming again. We know that, and we understand that. So now, his sacrificial death, because it was indeed sacrificial, you know, what role does it play? Also, his resurrection, you know, in providing redemption and forgiveness for humanity's sins. When we're looking at that whole scenario or whole event that happened there, what assurance does it give us that, yes, we are redeemed, ne? And we are forgiven just because of that whole, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
You know, one thing that the devil is utilizing in this climax of the great controversy is to make sure that Christians follow a Jesus that they do not know where he is and what he is seeking to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the devil is simply doing these days. He is holding people through so many things, getting their minds captured, that they become Christians by name, mm-hmm. and yet they do not know. Remember the word Christian means, it came as a nickname, meaning that the one who is after Jesus, who is like Jesus. So many of us today have been captured by the devil in following a Jesus that we do not know where he is. But I'm so glad, because you rightly put it, that Jesus, after being crucified, he died, was buried, but he resurrected.
Mm.
Not only did he resurrect, he ascended to heaven.
Mm.
Not only did he ascend, on the 22nd of October, 1844, he moved from the holy place into the most holy place, where he is right now, ministering for us. And in the most holy place where Jesus is right now, that is the last court of appeal, the very last court of appeal.
Mm.
Once he stepped out, grace has been closed.
Mm.
But Jesus is not going to end in the most holy place.
Mm.
He is going to step out of the most holy place, coming down to this earth in the second coming or the parousia.
Mm-hmm.
As part, as the fulfillment of his plan of redemption.
Uh-huh.
His plan of redemption right now is not yet fulfilled fully, but it's going to be fully fulfilled when Jesus comes again.
Mm.
That's when sins is going to be annihilated.
Hey.
That's when the devil is going to be vanquished. That's when eternity is going to be granted to us.
Mm.
So, how now does it benefit us to know and understand that? It helps us, you know, our role is to believe, to have faith in that.
Mm.
God's role is to give us grace, which led him to redeem us. But our role is to receive that grace by faith.
Mm.
Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 10, views a wheel turning within a wheel.
Mm.
The bigger wheel was being turned by grace, but the smaller wheel was turned by faith.
Yay.
So we always have to have faith in response to the grace that has been given by God.
Mm.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." That is the part of God to love the world.
Mm.
That is grace. But our response to the grace that has been granted us is to receive that grace. The verse ends by saying, whosoever believes should not die. So our role is to believe. The role of God is to love the world.
Mm.
So our role to determine our redemption, our role to understand fully the plan of God's redemption, is to believe and to accept his grace by faith.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, ne? Mfundisi, so as we wrap it up, you know, how important is it for us as Christian, and how do we understand the connection between personal sin, stealing of sugar, and the need for redemption and forgiveness, you know, both in terms of individual moral failings and also the broader societal injustices, you know, because there are things that we do as a group, and now there is the me who has stolen the sugar. So how do we now understand the connection between all of those things, and how do we deal with them?
It's a very relevant question that has come at the right time, when we have just come from Easter, where people were celebrating the redemption in courts that Jesus had granted us. Why am I saying in courts?
Mm.
I actually discovered that so many people celebrated on Friday,
mm-hmm.
being termed the Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask them, why are you celebrating on Friday? They will say, that's when Jesus was crucified.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw others celebrating again on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them, why are you celebrating on Sunday? They will tell you that we are celebrating on Sunday because that's when Jesus was resurrected.
Yeah.
But there is a day that was left, which is in between
The
Friday and the Sunday.
The Sabbath.
That day. What happened on that day? What happened on that day? Which so happens to fall in between the Good Friday of crucifixion and the Good Friday, the Good Sunday of resurrection.
Mm.
What happens on that day?
Mm.
Theologically and personally, I suppose that on Saturday, that's when we should actually celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Because on Saturday, that's when the unbelievable happened, where God died.
Mm.
God died. On Saturday, there was a big silence, where Jesus is dead.
Mm.
Jesus is dead. And the death of Jesus, that should bring the good news to us now.
Mm.
Why? Because when God is dead, that's when I'm sure that I'm alive, never to die again. Because that's when I'm sure now that I've been redeemed, when God is dead, you know. So, you know, I think it's Bill Hybels who writes that the best picture ever was not when Jesus was wrapped up in a manger.
Mm.
The best picture ever was not also when Jesus was walking on water or turning water into wine.
Mm.
He says the best pictures ever were never drawn by the likes of Michelangelo.
Mm.
But the best picture ever is when God is dead.
Yeah.
Because that's when we have the assurance that our sins have been paid for.
Mm.
And so, even though we are sinners who steal sugar, who commit no matter what sizes of sins,
yeah,
but we have the assurance of not dying, according to Romans 6:23. But we have the assurance that though we are sinners, but when we are penitent, when we acknowledge the death of Jesus, when we allow his blood to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, he surely is faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He grants us the eternal life that was truly his, and he takes away the ending life which was truly us. He takes away the crowns of thorns from our heads and places on our heads his crown of righteousness. He takes away our filthy rags of unrighteousness and puts on us the royal robe of righteousness. So that is the greatest exchange ever, where our sinful lives are exchanged for the royal diadem. That's what forgiveness does.
Yeah. Forgiveness indeed, Mfundisi. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our listeners, you know, that they may understand the power of forgiveness and redemption, and also understand the consequences of sin, even though we spoke about them yesterday, but understanding the whole cycle that is them, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask that please do pray. If you have anything else to add, you may add it, and then after you pray, Mfundisi.
I can only add that God's message brought encouragement, because it announced that though Satan has brought humanity under his evil spell, ultimately he would be defeated. The covenant was made between God and humanity. First, God promised through his grace a bulwark against sin. He would create a hatred between the serpent, the woman, between Satan's followers and God's people. This would disrupt man's relationship with Satan and open the way for a renewed relationship with God. And so through the centuries, that war was to continue between God's church and Satan. The conflict would reach its culmination in the death of Jesus Christ, who was the prophesied personification of the seed of the woman. At Calvary, Satan was defeated, bruised, though the seed of the woman was, the author of evil, was defeated. And all who accept God's offer of grace will know an enmity against sin that will make them successful in the battle with Satan. Through faith, they will share in the Savior's victory at Calvary. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you for the plan of redemption. We thank you, Lord, that though we are sinners destined to death, but you granted us grace, you granted us pardon, you opened new pages of our life that we can live new lives that can be lived in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful lesson throughout this week. Continue blessing us and bless Lord the instruments that we have used to bring this message of grace, which is the Adventist World Radio. Bless everyone who works there and continue using them and continue, Lord, protecting them for the good of your gospel. Bless everyone who has been listening and continue, Lord, explaining these lessons and continue explaining these concepts to your people so that by the time you come, we all may be found ready. This is our humble prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Musa Gwiza, thank you so much for giving us your 20 minutes every day, not 2 minutes this week, to speak about all things sin. May you have yourself a blessed day, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure to be a part of the Adventist World Radio.
Indeed, Mfundisi. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. That was Pastor Musa.